Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and I'm very happy you're joining us here today in the studio. Your English will improve, as usual. Okay, here's my question for you. Are you okay with the way your life is now, or do you want to improve in some way? Perhaps you want more challenges. Maybe you want a higher position at your job. Well, the title of today's lesson is Moving Up in the World. We will look at what it means to move up in the world. Yes, what does that phrase mean, to move up in the world? As well as what kinds of things you can do to move up to better things in life. Yes, there are definitely some things you can do. Your attitude is certainly important as well. Well, I believe you have your magazine open and you're ready to begin, so let's do just that.
Moving up in the world. What can you do to move up to a better job? Not everyone likes their job well enough to work at it for many years. People want new challenges and to move up to better things. How can they be noticed and get promotions? Positive work behavior is key. These positive behaviors can be as simple as dressing nicely and being on time every day. They also include going the extra mile and covering someone's work when they are sick, or volunteering to do a task no one enjoys. Working with positive people is preferable at any level.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 promotion 这个名词。PRO 这个字根有向前的意思，所以 promotion 是指晋升或擢升。例如 ，After years of hard work, Stuart finally got the promotion he wanted. 经过多年的辛苦工作 ，Stuart 终于得到他梦寐以求的擢升。或者是 The team's chances of promotion increased after they beat their longtime competitor.这支队伍打败了他们的长期对手之后，晋升的机会大增。继续我们看的是 preferable 这个形容词。我们看到这个字是源自于 prefer, P-R-E-F-E-R, 较喜欢或较喜爱的这个动词。所以 preferable 是指更容易取得的、更好的，或者是略胜一筹的。如果要说明比什么更好，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,for me, watching a video at home is preferable to going to parties. 对我而言，在家里看录影带胜过去参加派对。或者是 ,I find that working at headquarters is preferable to working in a branch office. 我觉得在总公司上班比在分公司略胜一筹。
Thank you so much, Michelle.Okay, well, we have a good topic today, moving up in the world. Now, right there in our title, we see these words, to move up. What does that mean, Rebecca?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Gabe. It just means that you move up. You go from one spot to the next spot, right?
Okay, yes.
No, not exactly. If you move up, like in a business, this just means that you get more money, you're more successful, and you probably get a better job.
And perhaps your boss has given you a promotion, you are meeting bigger challenges, you are becoming more successful. As Rebecca said, you could move up in your company, getting a better job or position. Sometimes we call this climbing the corporate ladder. A company or a corporation, right? Think of it like a ladder, and you're climbing, you're going up.You're climbing the corporate ladder. You're moving up in your company.
And the best way to understand this phrase is to see an example sentence. For example, for the first 2 years, I worked as a secretary, but I have moved up, and now I am a manager.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Or maybe if you were working at a coffee shop, behind the counter before. Now you're working as a manager in the coffee shop. Well, that is also moving up in your company. Well, there are so many different ways to move up. Would you like to move up in your company? Do you want to move up in the world? Well, we see here, what can you do to move up to a better job? We're going to learn some tips.
So not everyone likes their job well enough to work at it for many years. People want new challenges and to move up to better things. How can they be noticed and get promotions? And there's that word, Gabe, you actually mentioned that word earlier, a promotion.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that. I think a lot of people would like promotions in their jobs. They want to be promoted to the next level. Usually with a promotion, you also get a higher salary. Well, we move on here. Positive work behavior is key. Okay, well, what does that mean? Of course, we all know that positive behavior is important. Well, that's kind of what key means here. Something is key. That means this is really important to doing what you want to do.
Right. So if you want to get a promotion, positive work behavior is key. And of course, there's other ways that we can use this word key. For example, studying is the key to getting a good grade, or eating fruits and vegetables is the key to being healthy.
I like that, Rebecca. You use the word the as well. Okay, so studying is the key to getting good grades. We can use these phrases in either ways. Something is key, something is the key. I often hear people say communication is the key to a good relationship, or honesty is the key to a good marriage. Communication is key. Communication is the key.
Gabe, those are some excellent examples. You're right. Communication is the key to a good relationship. Well, we see here these positive behaviors can be as simple as dressing nicely and being on time every day. So you're not going to just be on time maybe once a week or once every other week, but rather you will be on time and dress nicely every single day.
Yeah, I think consistency is the idea here. So dressing nicely, being on time, doing things consistently, okay? Are you regularly on time, or is it just every once in a while? Okay, well, this is something that I should probably remember if I want a promotion. Well, we continue here. They also include going the extra mile and covering someone's work when they are sick. All right, well, I love this phrase here, to go the extra mile.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca.
Yes, Gabe?
If you're working in an office or a company,
right,
are you walking in a mile every day?
Oh, that's a great question. No. This phrase, going the extra mile, does not mean that you are walking an extra mile to get to work, or if you're at work, you're walking a mile. Oh, no. This just means that you're doing more than it's expected of you. You are making more of an effort.
Yes. Sometimes we say you're going above and beyond the call of duty. So you have a duty and a responsibility. Maybe your boss tells you what you should do. A lot of people just try to finish their tasks or do their responsibilities and nothing more. But if you go the extra mile, well, then you're doing extra stuff. You're doing more, probably because you're passionate about your job. Maybe you want a promotion, but also maybe you just want to be nice to other people. Like our lesson says, maybe you cover someone's work when they are sick.
For example, let's say that you work at a coffee shop and your job is to just work behind the counter. You make coffee, you make other drinks and tea, and then you notice that it's 4:00. It's time for you to go home. But someone calls in sick and says that they cannot show up to work. And you say, it's okay, I will stay for a few extra hours. That is going the extra mile.
That really is going the extra mile. Friends, again, this idiom is a useful one. It's one that we do use in our conversations. It's very useful, okay? Well, we continue here. Volunteering to do a task no one enjoys. Working with positive people is preferable at any level. Of course, everyone wants to work with positive people. Ben is a very positive guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to sing
it
out.
I'm moving up in the world, moving up in the world, going the extra mile, moving up in the world, moving up in the world, moving up in the world, going the extra mile, moving up in the world.
That's right. What do you want to do when you want to get ahead? There's several things you could do. One thing is, you could go the extra mile. When someone wants you to do something, maybe you can help them out a little more. Go the extra mile. Also, having positive behavior helps you to gain a step in the world. Oh, yeah. So have some positive behavior and move up in the world.
Hey, let's sing about that. Positive behavior?
Positive behavior.
Here we go.
One, two, moving up in the world. Moving up in the world. Positive behavior. Moving up in the world. Moving up in the world. Moving up in the world. Positive behavior. Moving up in the world. Moving up in the world,
moving up in the world,
positive behavior,
moving up in the world,
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 positive behavior,
positive behavior,
moving up in the world,
moving up in the world,
oh, and sing it out.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Do you want to move up in the world? Would you like to move up in your company? Maybe you would like to climb the corporate ladder, getting a higher position in your company. You want a promotion, perhaps, or a higher salary. Well, friends, positive behavior is key. It's important. And it's important to go the extra mile sometimes. It's important to volunteer for something that people might not enjoy, but something that has to be done. Are you up for it? Do you want to move up in the world? Let's see. I think there are other people who want to move up in the world. We're going to find out about this next.
Moving up in the world. Conversation A. Brad stops by Nicole's desk.
Hey, Nicole, you don't look very happy.
I'm not. I'm feeling useless today. All I do is answer the phone, show people into Mr. Reynolds' office, and smile a lot. Anyone could do that.
Don't sell yourself short. You arrange Adam's schedule, which is a huge job, and you handle all his correspondence. And you do have a very nice smile.
Thanks, Brad. But my smile can't hide the fact I'm in a boring, unimportant job. I have no chance of getting ahead here.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 sell oneself short 这个成语。sell oneself short 是指小看、低估自己或者是妄自菲薄。例如 Chloe is smart and beautiful, but she always sells herself short. Chloe 既聪明又漂亮，但是她总是小看自己。或者是 selling yourself short isn't humility, it's just a waste of your talent and ability. 妄自菲薄并不是谦虚，而是浪费了你的才华跟能力。最后我们看的是 correspondence 这个名词。 correspondence 是指通信或者是往来书信，它是一个不可数名词。例如 the correspondence between this novelist and his wife was displayed in this museum。 这位小说家和妻子之间的信件在浙江美术馆中被展出，或者是 Albert always replies to his correspondence personally. Albert 总是亲自回信，他的动词是去掉字尾的 ence 变成 correspond。 例如 Janet still corresponds with her best friend from high school. Janet 还在跟高中最要好的朋友通信。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, it's now time to get started with conversation A. And of course, we see that Brad stops by Nicole's desk. And Brad says, Gabe, why don't you be Brad?
Well, okay, since I'm a male.
Yeah, you're a male. I'll be Nicole.
Brad's a guy. Okay.
So what does Brad say?
Hey, Nicole, you don't look very happy.
I'm not. I'm feeling useless today. All I do is answer the phone, show people into Mr. Reynolds' office, and smile a lot.Anyone could do that.
Interesting. Okay, it seems like Nicole might be the one who wants to move up in her company. Maybe in Chinese you might say she feels 大材小用, okay? She's doing something that anybody can do. Maybe she wants to do more with her skills.
And I don't blame her. I could understand. I'm not sure that I would want to sit at someone's desk just answering the phone.And having to smile a lot and just kind of be friendly. So, well, let's continue with this conversation. Okay, Gabe, you're Brad.
Okay, well, Nicole, don't sell yourself short.
Oh, wait, hold on. Before you continue with Brad's line, I really like that phrase, to sell yourself short. What does this mean? I'll tell you. Okay, I know you wanted to answer, Gabe, but I want to tell you. If you sell yourself short, this just means thatYou don't value yourself enough, or you don't see all of your giftings, your abilities, and your talents.
That's right. Sometimes we might use the word underestimate. He might say, don't underestimate yourself. 不要低估自己, okay? Don't underestimate yourself. Don't sell yourself short. Don't fail to see the good qualities that you have and the potential that you have.So, for example, maybe you're talking about the restaurant. Your friend says, I don't want to go to that place. You might say, hey, don't sell the restaurant short. It actually has really good food.
Ah, yes, indeed. That's an example. Another way that you can use it, or you could say, let's say, for example, someone is, they're applying for a particular job, and then they keep saying stuff like,Yeah, I actually don't think I'm capable of this job. I don't think that I have the skills and experience.
Oh, no. Don't sell yourself short. Oh. You're actually a lot better than you think you are.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, see, friends, these can be encouraging words. I think Brad is trying to be encouraging to Nicole. Don't sell yourself short. Okay, so we read on here. Brad says, you arrange Adam's schedule, which is a huge job,And you handle all his correspondence. And you do have a very nice smile.
And, of course, Nicole responds by saying, Thanks, Brad, but my smile can't hide the fact I'm in a boring, unimportant job. I have no chance of getting ahead here.
Ooh, I like that. To get ahead. This is a good phrase to know. It's kind of like the phrase to move up in the world.Of course, Nicole wants to get ahead in her job.
Right. And of course, if you want to get ahead in your job, that means that you probably want a promotion, you want to make more money, you want a better position.
And if you want to get ahead in your job or in school, you can't be lazy. Study now, do the hard work now, it will pay off. Well, friends, how do you answer the phone? Stephen Ken would like to talk about this idea in the Info Cloud.
What do you say when you answer the phone? In the 1870s, when the telephone was still in its infancy, there was actually a big debate as to what should be said.
Alexander Graham Bell, the man credited with inventing the telephone, said, Ahoy! Was the most appropriate greeting.
Now that sounds like you're in the Navy.
Yeah, it does. Well, in 1878, in New Haven, Connecticut, the very first public telephone conversation began with the words, "What is wanted?"
That sounds a little cold and unfriendly.
Yes, it does. People also answered the phone with phrases like, "Are you there? Are you ready to talk?" But they're pretty awkward too, right?
Leave it to Thomas Edison to fix the problem. Edison was credited with being the first person to use hello as the telephone greeting. It was simple and to the point. By 1880, hello was firmly established as the standard telephone greeting.
You know, before the phone was invented, hardly anyone used hello as a greeting. While it's true that the word hello did exist, it was mainly used for other purposes, like inciting hunting dogs to the chase, expressing surprise, or hailing others from a distance.
我们接电话的时候会讲喂，在英语系国家，人们接电话会讲 hello， 但是在早期，当电话刚问世的时候，人们并没有一个标准的接电话的用语。电话的发明人 Alexander Graham Bell 提议应该用 ahoy， 但是人们曾经用过各式各样的讲法，像 are you there， 或是 are you ready to talk， 一直到 Thomas Edison 爱迪生采用了 hello。Hello 才成为标准的接电话用语。可是爱迪生并没有发明 Hello 这个字，在电话问世之前， Hello 常常用在其他的地方，有人用来指示猎犬去追猎物， Hello Hello， 但也有人用来表示惊讶， Hello。 但是自从 Hello 被用来接电话，人们也开始用 Hello 来打招呼了。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks so much, guys. Okay, so will Nicole be able to move up in her company?
That's a great question. I guess you'll just have to join us tomorrow to find out. Of course, right here on
Studio Classroom. Goodbye.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like mouthing your words.